This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN's chief warns the world faces catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has added to the disruptions caused by climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and inequality to produce an unprecedented global hunger crisis already affecting hundreds of millions of people. In a video message to officials from dozens of rich and developing countries gathered in Berlin, Guterres says there's a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022, adding, and 2023 could be even worse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Ukrainian official said Friday Ukrainian forces will retreat from Severodonetsk after weeks of fierce fighting over the key city, a major boost to Russia's goal of seizing a swath of eastern Ukraine. The announcement came shortly after the European Union granted Ukraine candidate status in a show of support for the former Soviet Republic. Although there is still a long path ahead to membership, Russia has focused its offensive on the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine after being repelled from the capital, Kiev, and other areas following the February invasion. Its forces have gradually made progress despite encountering fierce resistance and sustaining heavy losses. The strategically important industrial hub of Severodonetsk has been the scene of weeks of street battles as the outgunned Ukrainians put up a strong defense against Russian forces. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Information reviewed by the United Nations Human Rights Office suggests Israeli security forces fired the shots that killed Palestinian-American reporter Shireen Abu Akleh in May, not indiscriminate firing from Palestinians, a spokeswoman said on Friday.
More than 6 weeks after the killing of journalist Shireen Abu Akleh and the injury of her colleague Ali Samoudi in Jenin on the 11th of May 2022, it is deeply disturbing that Israeli authorities have not conducted a criminal investigation.
Israeli and Palestinian officials have exchanged recriminations over the incident that also led to chaotic scenes at Abu Akleh's funeral when Israeli police officer charged at mourners. The Israeli Defense Forces said on Friday it was committed to investigating her death and called on the Palestinian authorities to share access to the bullet that killed her. The Palestinian Authority has refused to hand over the bullet, saying it does not trust Israel. LGBTQ communities across America are celebrating Pride Month, but activists say this year feels different. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Big crowds are expected Sunday at Pride events in places like New York City, San Francisco, and Denver, in a return to large in-person events. But organizers describe a renewed sense of urgency. Commemorations that in the recent past have felt like victory parties for civil rights are grappling with a darker atmosphere. That includes a rise in hate speech online, legislation in Florida and Texas, a more conservative Supreme Court, and the arrests of 31 members of a white supremacist group in riot gear accused of plotting to disrupt a Pride event in Idaho.
There are real life consequences, real people who were affected by this.
At a Tribeca Film Festival Pride event earlier this month, Emmy-winning trans producer and actor Laverne Cox talked about the struggle.
We have to draw on our ancestors and transcestors in these moments to know that we can and will overcome.
Michael Adams is an advocate for LGBTQ elders. He says attacks going on around the country are about trying to make them invisible, which makes this year's Pride events especially important. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, the head of the United Nations has warned the world faces catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis already affecting hundreds of millions of people. He said there's a real risk that multiple famines will be declared this year and next year could be even worse. Guterres said UN negotiators have been working on a deal that would enable Ukraine to export food and let Russia bring food and fertilizer to markets without restrictions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.